Introduction. This resource kit is designed for Gym OS clients to assist in their members' migration from the Kooks mobile app to the new Gym OS Fitness Hub app. The Fitness Hub is a new app, redesigned from the ground up. It does not share any elements in common with the Kooks app, which shall soon be retired. Members using the existing Kooks app will need to download the new Gym OS Fitness Hub app from their device's App Store, Google Play or App Store. The Gym OS Fitness Hub app contains new features plus a wealth of workflow improvements on the previous Kooks app. New features and updates will be released on a regular basis. We recommend our clients follow the framework below to ensure a smooth and pain-free migration for their members across to the new app. Recommended steps. 1. Read the Fitness Hub app release notes. We have put together a summary of all of the new features and significant changes in the app release notes. We suggest you read these as a starting point to get a quick and easy heads up on the new functions and changes. An audio version is provided. 2. Download the app yourself. Download the new app and install it on your own device. Log in using your regular GymOS login details. Every employee in GymOS also has a member account. As well as being able to access the new employee functions, this means you can also try things like booking sessions, accessing documents, etc. We recommend that you familiarize yourself with the app. It is very intuitive and easy to use. It is you your members will be asking if they get stuck. Similarly, we suggest that all of your team do likewise, familiarizing themselves with the app usage. 3. Introductory videos. We have created 2 introductory videos for the app, one for members and the other for employees. 4. Scheduled broadcast. We have written and added a scheduled broadcast to your Gym OS system called Get On Board With Our New Fitness Hub app. You will find this in your Gym OS scheduled broadcasts. Contact us if you cannot find it. You can customize and tailor this as you wish then. Once you're ready, we recommend you send this to Group All Members. This will send it to all of the people registered as member in your Gym OS system. 5. Fitness Hub Web Portal App Download Page. The app download page on your Fitness Hub web portal has been updated to direct members to the new Fitness Hub app. We recommend that all new members are started on the new app, rather than downloading the old Kooks app and then needing to transition. This will be a better experience for them. 6. Legacy App Users Group. Within scheduled broadcasts, there is a new member group called Group Legacy App Users. This is a system-generated dynamic list that contains members that have accessed the old Kooks app at any time within the last 7 calendar days. This group is handy for sending follow-up emails, messages to those who continue to use the old app, but without bothering those members that have made the transition. We recommend sending follow-ups 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and 4 weeks after you send the initial scheduled broadcasts. We encourage team members to regularly mention the new app in sessions to ensure that members are aware of it. 7. Dashboard alert in Kooks app. At the beginning of June, the Kooks app will start to display a message on the home page advising that the app is being retired and that members should migrate to the new Gym OS Fitness Hub app. 8. Removal of Kooks app. In the next couple of months, on a date to be decided, the Kooks app will cease to be available in Google Play and the App Store. A little while thereafter, the app will auto-uninstall from member devices. Closing notes. The new app has been thoroughly tested across a range of platforms and devices. It is not expected that there will be any major issues. However, by way of belt and braces, members are reminded in the scheduled broadcast of the availability of the web alternative. Plus, the Kooks app shall remain functional for a crossover period. No software provider can ever warrant their app to be guaranteed bug-free. No app is, due to the tens of thousands of variants of devices. But we are not aware of any issues at the time of writing this release guide. The migration to the new app should be largely painless. The main issue will be those people who have forgotten their passwords or who cannot type it correctly. For this, we have provided the password reset function, and you can also take advantage of the new direct login link that you can send from the Actions menu in a member record. For those who truly cannot get their login details correct, this link should enable them to log into the app at a single click. We thank you for your support in the migration to the new app, and for the positive feedback so far. We hope that you and your members enjoy the new experience.